our players had made a pledge to play with an urgency in the competition. In the end, you know, you can get pretty, you can get distracted by fame and fortune, but the reason you're in uniform is just to play a game of baseball against the other team. There's a score. And our team really embraced that. And there at the end in August, things got a little hazy, and we reconnected, and then we made this run. And at first, we were just kind of, we want to reestablish that we were going to give it the gung-ho effort, and we got closer and closer. The only thing that I think was unusual, because we felt that most of our starting pitchers had been taxed, we made a lot of bullpen changes during the game in the last 30 and throughout the playoffs. That, by definition, means that the pitching coach and the manager are more actively involved in the game decision-making, but it's still them.
One of the things you did was build your pitching rotation from the last game backwards, which was, I think, considered by a lot of people to be the stroke that might have made a huge difference.
Well, we had made this team decision that we had 32 left. We were 10 and a half back, and we were going to go series to series, and we were going to get where we had been for 5 months. I mean, it was really dramatic. In fact, a lot of this book sounds fictional-like, but it's all compelling, all true. And I thought, well, as a staff and myself as someone that sets up the rotation, I was going to make sure that if they were going to do their best. So I went back and looked at the 32 games, and I started with the last game, and you want Carpenter to pitch it. And I tried to plug Carpenter in as often as I could. And then the key part about that, we had Jackson, who we thought was strong. We had Westbrook. We thought that Loesch and Garcia had really been pushed, and their stamina was at issue. If we could give them rest, it would help. So you did all that maneuvering, and turned out all right.
How difficult is it to manage millionaires?
It can be a real problem. You can be it can make you feel like, you know, they're at a separate place, and you can get distracted from your responsibility. Think about it: the owner, the general manager, they give you the leadership of the team. As the manager, you're supposed to set certain philosophies, certain leadership points to follow. If you ever shirk that responsibility, you're not doing your job. So if somebody walks in who's making more money, has more time, more fame and fortune, and you're cowed by their presence, well, you're not going to take charge. So what you need to do more than anything else is, you remember, you have the office, they have the locker, and you want to be able to do the best you can to lead. And, you know, and players, no matter who they are, I mean, they're just big kids. And I don't mean this disrespectfully, but they want to be told, look, this is what we're going to do today, this is how we're going to do it, then just let us play. So there's a role for us, and you can get intimidated by that situation and back off what you think is right.
Is there any sense of deja vu, Tony, with regard to what's going on this season right now with this year's team?
It's incredible, actually, and part of it is this late season run, and right now it's looking better than it ever did for us because they're ahead for that second wild card spot, and we kept chasing it. But the deja vu especially is Braves and the Cardinals, and if they hold their positions, which I think they, I mean, the Braves are in, but if the Cardinals hold it, which I think they will, next Friday, a week from Friday, they're going to play this one-game playoff. Well, last year, the last day of the season, we were tied. If we had both won or both lost, we'd have come to St. Louis to play a one-game playoff. Mm-hmm. Turns out we won, they lost, so we avoided that. So there's a lot of deja vu, and I know there's a lot of angst among our fans because it seems like yesterday they lost 2-0. It's a game that they should have won. But it's really difficult to close the deal, and we should all remember it's really a tough game, and the other team tries to beat you. It's not easy.
Is there going to be a role for Tony La Russa in baseball in the future? I know you get this question all the time, probably not managing, but they talk about front office possibilities.
Well, I've been asked, and people look at me, well, you can't be serious after all these years. Yeah. I have not missed the dugout at all, but I missed the competition. You know, as the lousy player that I was for 17 and managing for 33, you know, that's 50 years where you wake up during the season and there's a score at the end of the game, and you're either happy or sad. I'm very fortunate the commissioner has given me a job as his assistant for assignment, so I get around the game. I like that, but missing the competition, it won't be in the dugout. I think at some point I'll join a team upstairs.